back to study break. Let's just keep the conversation going. I had so much more planned, but I was just like,
leave out along the way, or like a
no, no, like stuff that I wanted to like do more, but like we're cut for time a little bit. The day's getting going, and we got to go.
It was a thicker episode than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
it was going to end on a cliffhanger, like with the house or something.
That might be an early F right now. I was like, oh, I felt like I might have done too much too quick, because I there was something I wanted to do for Beans this episode, but I didn't get to it. So I'm sorry, Olivia. Kind of hyped you up for it. That will happen next episode.
That's fine. I have Campbell's freaking out because I was collecting things over here.
Yeah.
I think the hands plan is going to go really well.
Really? I think we're going to suffer greatly.
I think it'll be fun.
We have advantage on hitting them, and the mage hand is going to be a convincing leader.
You don't know that.
But imagine my mage hand scuttling across the wall, across the floor, leading by example, and just grabbing Brobini in the face.
It's good. I believe in you. It makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me, but unfortunately, I am not the decider.
This is going to have to come down to a roll.
Yeah. And
I will say they're just hands, and so they don't have like eyes.
Shit.
So I don't know their like pack mentality with like a mage hand, but it's going to come down to a roll.
But the mage hand doesn't have eyes either.
Yeah, but it's not like a real thing.
I think they communicate in their own special way.
Okay, well.
Yeah, probably through like some like vibrations or something. Yeah,
they probably just go towards the closest movement.
And they know that like this isn't us. It's like, oh, this is probably just like a hand, or like this is some weird thing.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I think it's my best plan of all time.
I think it's really fun, and I think it'll just come down to a roll.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to fight with these guys because I want to kick their ass.
Yeah.
Because they're bullies and they're kind of mean girls and mean
boys. I hope they don't raise an alarm.
Yeah.
I hope part of their plan wasn't raise an alarm the minute you see somebody down here.
Yeah, maybe like they have like a big red button that they have to smash. Yeah.
I bet they have too much pride.
Yeah, they think they can fight us off. They don't want to
admit that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they won't alert everyone. Plus, do we have Maeve and Buddy with us?
No, they were just like flying support. Yeah. The team that's coming in was like Rija, Weaselbee, and then y'all.
Yeah.
So y'all have like a large group with you.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, they have six. Y'all have.
Rija's a fucking badass. Oh my God.
We have seven. We probably should have just ran in there and just like tried to get a surprise and knock them the fuck out.
But do you know what's hilarious?
Sending hands after them that we have to fight too. Yeah.
We started this episode out with a couple things happening at the same time, with talking to Margie, talking about whether she should give herself up. Beans talking with Apple and Briar Knight, kind of Apple giving Beans his last chance.
I definitely thought maybe that talk would go longer.
What do you mean?
I thought she wouldn't turn against me so fast, but hey, did she get for being a little provocative little cat?
That's true.
You could also get a net one.
That's true. I didn't think she'd leave on that, though. It's not going to go well for us. Well, maybe Apple get in the mix with all these hands.
Yeah.
True, but maybe having the hands is really going to pay off.
Maybe we'll just get everybody in here at once and fucking duke it out.
Ooh. Maybe pit of chaos.
Yeah.
Snake pit.
Snake pit. Hand pit.
Ew. Oh, like in Labyrinth when she's falling down and they're like talking to her and they like, anyway. Yeah. Sorry.
little labyrinth freak over here.
They're either like up or down, and then she has to choose, and then they either throw her or they like,
oh yeah,
those are horrifying. So
okay, then the government set the Weatherfeathers' house on fire.
Wow.
Yeah. How do we know that it was? Because it kind of happened immediately after Apple was like.
But she said like at 11. So I'm assuming it's not her because she like, I don't know.
Yeah, because Apple was trying to give you time. Yeah. I'm not going to kill you. I will kill your friends. Decide by 11.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So like, I think
it was. And then Governor Frey said whatever he said that was threatening. And then he was like, I'll leave you alone. And then their house caught on fire.
Yeah. So I'm assuming he walked out the door and then was like, ding. And threw it on his way out.
Yeah.
Ugh. Fuck that guy. But we saved the house!
We did save the house.
I was feeling very hopeless at the beginning of that encounter. I was like, we're gonna have to get everyone out. I was like, I felt like we could get everyone to safety at least, like alive, but then like their house would still burn down. But we saved it.
I know, I was like, the house is gone. Save everybody inside. I was like, oh, it's on fire. Get out.
Yeah.
Immediately, as soon as it was like, no, the house is on fire, I was like, Chet's baby photos.
Hey, I got him. That's the first thing I went for.
We saved him.
Yeah, and that encounter was going to be like, I think it was going to be six rounds. At the end of the sixth round, it was going to like, the house was going to fall down. It was going to burn.
No.
And then if y'all were just doing like trying to save the house, it would be five rounds that of like y'all having to like commit to this while like bad shit happens. All of the like bad shit that could have happened was like the floor falling out. Two of those happened, which I was like, damn, why does that always happen? Every time that I have like a little table of bad stuff to roll on, the like same thing happens twice and it's just like a different thing.
Well, stop putting just duplicates.
Lie. Yeah, or you could lie.
Well, anyway, the another thing was a pillar like falls on Toby and like you have to like use strength save to like get him up.
Don't lie.
Another one was like everyone, there's like a
a pillar falls on
him. Like a thing falls on him.
Specific.
And there was one where the fires just get like fanned up and everyone takes like burning damage. Then was
vague? The fires flare up. The floor crumbles.
Yeah.
A pillar falls on Toby.
Yeah, that's written in there word for word. He's trying to take Toby out.
After that, it was going to be, I think like four was smoke just immediately fills the room. And then everyone has to start making con saves. Whoa. So that like, so you don't take like burning damage or like you don't like cough and like can still breathe or something like that. And then another one was like Lee falls through a crack on the ground.
At least it was like equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Beans dies.
Beans dies. Oh yeah, no, there's actually number seven here just in case.
Beans trips and dies.
It's
Beans just falls off the edge. Yeah,
Beans gets stabbed.
The turtles.
The turtle hey, the like turtle soup comment was like
that was crazy.
I know that I locked somebody in a cabinet to burn alive, but like arguably
turtle soup was over the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like fair game. You know, it's like you're gonna get locked in a cabinet.
I got so worried about them because the flames are gonna climb up. I was like, they're gonna get cooked. But they didn't, and everyone came and helped.
Yeah.
Like, best idea ever. That was so fun.
Beans is always, like, alert, not in a bad way, but, like, alerting the authorities.
Alert the media.
Beans is like, let me scan the radio channels.
Well, because I'm like, what are six of us going to do? I might as well see if anybody wants to come help. Yeah. I really thought you were going to be like, all the channels are dead. Or they had, like, orders to not, like, help the weather feathers because it was government.
So that was...
I mean, maybe the government wouldn't have helped us.
Yeah.
Well,
what their fire department situation
My first thought I was gonna grab the like guard like rocky talkie and then I was like, no, that really confirms a lot of incriminating evidence. Yeah. So I'm gonna put that away.
Well, I will like it was all the neighbors. There was no like government firefighters that came.
Yeah, that's true. And I like also reached the neighbors.
So the explanation of the neighbors coming is the Nat 20 on the good thing happening was going to be like people come to help out and that was going to take it down. So the assembly line thing, the smart idea, I was like, okay, that takes you down from 5 to 4 rounds. If you guys commit to 4 rounds of this, y'all save the house.
Okay.
And then the Nat 20, I was like, okay, basically at the end of this round, people are going to show up and it's going to be like, I think that was just going to be the turtles. They were going to like help out and do all that. And then because Beans was on like the channels and stuff like that, then I had like the neighborhood come out and like the Aarakocra helped Lee who had fallen. And then like, that was the end. Mm-hmm. Like they helped, everyone came to help. Mm-hmm. So the Nat 20 and then the 21 on the calling people.
Good work.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
This moment really got me. As somebody with a lot of personal experience with houses on fire, it is so true. So my family's newsflash, it did burn down, but
spoiler alert.
But prior to that, we had a fire scare like when I was like 15 or 16. And it's true, like people just showed up with, because we own a horse ranch and there's a lot of stuff to get out. They just showed up with trailers. We didn't even know half these people and they got our stuff out and then all brought it back. And like, there's like a man who like saved all of our like saddles and tack from our barn. He took it. And then the minute the fire was gone, he brought it back. We don't even know his name. Like we'd never seen him before. And it was like all these people like really rally around and try to help you. So that was beautiful.
Wow.
And then like, just to say ACAB, a cop tried to block my dad from getting to his house at the barricade, which I get, you know, safety, whatever. But he was like, that's my family in there. And so my dad jumped a barricade to drive to our family's house to help them.
Damn. That's my favorite story about your dad.
Anyway, and then a few years ago, our house
did
actually fully
burn. It actually did.
Being rebuilt now. Being rebuilt.
Yeah. So that's
and
why.
And all the humans and animals.
Everybody was okay. Good, but it was, well, that's why I was like, when you're like, it's on fire, I was like, let's go, that's it, because it's true. Aww. They in that moment the firefighters came and they said, there's nothing we can do, it has to burn. Mm-hmm. Like so I have videos of my house burning. Anyway, that's why it got me, because I was like, it's so real, people will just show up and help you.
Yeah,
Glad their house was saved.
Good.
Happy for them.
Olivia threw up a thumbs up.
Couldn't be me.
And then Maeve took y'all to Rija's, and Rija was still there. She fought and killed all the guys who came to get her.
Oh my God. Maeve and Buddy are fucking like revolutionaries. They're rebels. I love it.
Their secret base.
Yeah.
That was so fucking cool.
They're so like normal. And I was like, this is so great to turn around and they're like firing arrows, sniping people on the back of Pegasus.
Yeah.
And it just makes Chet look that much more of like a kind of a loser as he's like, oh, you suck. Why are your parents so much cooler than you?
This episode, I was thinking how excited I am to like see Chet again and like be like, your parents are so rad.
Unlike you, you piece of shit.
Yeah. And he totally thinks they're not cool. He's like, they're so lame. They don't do anything.
Mom, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
We're better friends with your parents than we are with you.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll never believe that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did like a room of like, you can pick anything you'd like.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool. And now we have cool new looks.
Yeah.
Not permanently.
new outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just thinking that it would be cool. Well, the initial thought came from like, oh, like Esta needs to be disguised. and I was like, well, then how about everyone just like, is it being a cool little disguise? Like a
for
secret
what
agent.
Beans is wearing. If anybody's seen Fantastic Mr. Fox, it's very much like that. Yeah. Like their little like faces poking out.
Perfect.
That's what I imagined.
Yeah.
And then his sick ass like leather wraps all around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have a real sword now.
Oh yeah.
I said long sword. It's actually a great sword, if that makes a difference to anyone out there.
I have never used a weapon before, and I've got two different
used a weapon before.
So the two different dice thing is like if you're two-handing it.
Oh, so I get 1d8 if I'm one-handing, 1d10 if I'm two-handing. Thank you.
I'm ready to kill, and I'm ready to do it quietly. The Arcano Ball bat was a little bit... Yeah, I was cracking kneecaps, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I'm like...
Tends to be loud.
I'm going to like just slice your head clean off.
Hell yeah. Like Rija did. That was so cool.
That was so cool.
Oh my God.
Thank you for
covered
all
covered in blood.
Thank you for all the potions. I was going to the potion list on here, and I was like, what can we get?
Yeah, we're eating good.
And I was going to ask for the invisibility potion.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you only got like limited
amounts. Why didn't we just use those to get past him?
Well, we're going to need them for later.
Because there's seven of us.
This type of mission that we're on, or this type of like fight that we're in right now, is like the type of fight where you need to like unleash like a hallway full of hands on. And then a fight later is like the type of fight where like you need to like take invisibility potions.
I'm assuming we're gonna have to like break off at some point to like go unlock the prison cell or something, and it would be helpful if somebody could just be like invisible,
like pick the lock or something.
Yeah,
looking at you
and some distractions.
Yes,
love distractions. That was tough. It was really sad when I failed the stealth check on the Pegasus, even though I have a +9. It was rough. That was rough for me.
I failed too. I'm the one who alerted the guy, if it makes you feel better.
Oh, that was kind of sick as hell when I killed him.
Yeah, right? That was awesome.
I was failing all over that Pegasus. I got -2 to animal handling.
I have a +0, so it was really like, damn. Just got to be what's on the dice.
If Esta had been really good at it, it would have been like, all right, whatever.
I know. It was like more fun narratively.
It's hilarious
honestly. That
she's like really bad at horses.
Yeah, I like the idea that like it can smell that like her dragon, it can smell.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh,
no.
Out of everybody in the group, somebody who should know how to ride horses would be Esta.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And she does, but she doesn't know how to fly a Pegasus.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's like, oh, this isn't at all like my horse ranch at home.
Exactly.
Not for gross people who grew up on horse ranches. It's too easy.
Uh-oh.
It's punching up.
So true. I'm not offended. Oh, thanks for letting me take the nightmare. I know I didn't roll amazing on that animal handling check, but I was like, please, I don't want any extra powers. Yeah. I just want it because it'd be cool. Well,
that would be, I mean, that would suck if you were like, I want this horse. And it was like, no, you can't.
You can have anyone but that one.
So, that horse, you have to choose a new one.
Yeah. Going from like, oh, like you pick the horse and like you kind of get to describe it. And then what's the next option? Like, there's like a brown one and like it's like
stinky. You said
stinky.
There was an Appaloosa.
Yeah.
You get the stinkiest.
You get like a stinky horse.
The stinky fattest horse.
Yeah. The animal check was just going to be like how well they do riding it. And just also like attitude, just for flavor.
I'm glad me and Margie were on the same Pegasus. We didn't get attacked in the air, but just in case. Yeah.
I was so okay. I've been I have a reaction that's I can deflect missiles, so any ranged weapon attack, and then I can also spend a key point that if I do it and reduce the damage to zero, I can catch it and then like attack it back.
That's so cool.
I know.
Whoa. I need to be shooting some
deflect
stuff
missiles and then deflect missiles.
Is it a monk thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess
that's obviously. So cool.
And I never get to use it because I don't ever. It's usually ranged spells. It's never like. Arrows. Yeah. So I was like, shoot me.
I know. Please, I need to send more missiles your way.
So I was kind of hoping that I'd have a cool moment on the back of the Pegasus where I like catch an arrow and like throw it back and like hit him in the eyeball. But
that would be sick.
One day.
Yeah.
One day. Maybe if a hand comes at you.
I don't know if that's not a ranged weapon.
The infiltration encounter was going to be a little bit more in depth, but then I was like, I really want to get moving through this, and we'll probably do.
I liked that we were schmoving. We were schmoving this episode.
Well, yeah. Hey, the whole next episode could be another infiltration.
Encounter. Actually, yeah. There's only two encounters.
Well, no, I think I'll just do a little bit more. I think next episode I have an idea of what I already want to do. I think extraction will be a bigger.
Extraction
will be a big thing.
Extraction's going to be crazy.
that's obviously always the tougher part, right? It's not always hard to get in and get there. It's the, okay, now we're there. Now we got to get him out.
Yeah.
We need to, if we can't kill Governor Frey, we at least need to prank him before we leave.
Well, I was going
to
feed him an orb.
That's what I was thinking.
So.
I wish I had minor illusions. I need one more level of bard.
I think we should burn him alive.
To food.
I think we should burn him alive.
That's kind of like what he's asking for.
An eye for an eye, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to reach into that cabinet.
I just didn't want you to have to waste a spell on body knock.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe the fire
could throw him out
the
window. I could have just whacked him.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway,
yeah,
rat got whacked.
Body knock.
I did want to go burn the other house, though. We didn't have time for it, though.
Whatever. I feel like they're already on to us, right? Yeah. Like that other house isn't. Yeah. I mean, maybe like if they want to like charge us with like killing a government official again. I feel like Frogmont has to have some type of insurance on us to like be like they get three whoopsies.
Let's go burn down their
they
house.
They get three whoopsies.
The police house.
The police station.
The police house.
Yes.
Yeah, where they live.
Where they all live together.
They all sleep like in bunk beds next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And they cuddle up.
They go
night.
honk shoe.
I love that we tried so hard to keep body knock, and then the very next session we were like, fuck it.
We were like, yeah. He needs to go. Well,
fuck this guy.
That was the thing I was gonna say. I was like, I kinda had Buddy do it because like that was getting like weird of like, oh, should we just like cold blood fucking murder this guy? But then it was like, and like it could have been fun, but I was like, let's move. Buddy will take care of it.
I was just imagining like taking him for a walk, being like, hey, we're sorry about all that back there, and like trying to get information, and then just like, dunk, like shoving him off.
Yeah, that would have been good.
I mean, that could have happened. All Buddy said was, I took out the trash. He could have some information.
No, I like to imagine that he, like, grabbed him by a foot and, like, just slung him over the edge.
Yeah.
Buddy's sick of his shit. Then he went, yep.
Yep.
What do we think is going to happen? What are y'all looking forward to next session?
The hands all completely incapacitate the other teams.
My lead and just going straight in like a perfect line guided by the silhouette of the doorway towards our enemies.
Yeah. They file in like ants, they file out like ants.
Yeah, led to victory.
Leaving nothing but...
by my mage hand.
Completely unconscious enemies behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they just like continue down the hall, like past where we need to go and just continue on their way. Yeah. I hope we get to embarrass the shit out of Browini. I wish we could video chat on our phones, so maybe we could like take a video of it and then like post it around the school.
Like a fight video.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like the fights outside of like football games.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking more of like embarrassing her and then being like, oh, look at this loser. You don't want that as your president.
I'm a bard. I could sing a song of what happened.
That's good. At the school talent show, we should tell the great tale of Browini's
fall. The fall of Browini. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to making a flawless extraction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to you forgetting about the whole apple thing and maybe it just doesn't come up.
Yeah. Well, what do you think's going on with them?
To haunt us.
They haven't like come after you after 11.
I think I know.
You think you know?
Could you tell us?
I think I know.
Would you like to share?
They know where we're going, right?
Yeah.
They know that we are going to rescue Margie's dad, another Githyanki. Why wouldn't they want us like all in one place?
They're gonna make us do the work of like getting
extracting him, and then they're just gonna be like, thanks, and then take both of them or kill one of them. And
yeah, or be like, you have to choose, which is gonna be like, fuck.
Oh god.
So that's what I think.
Or they're gonna be like,
obviously this is not her disorder.
Or they're gonna be like, you can kill one, because maybe they want like the rip and the thing again, so they can be like, you can kill one and save the other. So like, are we gonna have to like kill her dad in front of her?
No. But maybe they'll try to make us.
That's what I mean. Like,
oh, we'll save her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm also just excited to see him. I'm excited to like see them interact. I'm just excited for like, I'm excited for more Margie stuff. I can't believe that.
I'm interested what's going on with this dagger, but part of me wants to just like keep it in my pocket.
That, maybe use it on somebody.
The thing with that was supposed to happen this episode, but we didn't get to the part.
I think it.
It's better foreshadowing that way.
Yeah.
The longer you sort of like do a little hint at it each episode, the more satisfying it is of like, oh, this has been on everyone's radars.
Yeah, my theory
could pay off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what do you think is gonna?
My theory is the minute I rage, it's gonna activate something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could be wrong. I don't know. It has something to do with hell, so I think it's either a rage or maybe if Apple comes back and like we have to face off or something, then I feel like it might trance like form into something.
Yeah.
Ooh. That would be maybe that it has something to do with your prophecy. Like, it's like the weapon that you're destined to wield.
Well, that's what I was. When,
but then why would the princeps give it to you? I guess that's fate and destiny.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what Apple was referring to. Like, part of her vague cryptic message to me, I think, was kind of alluding to like the prophecy and like stuff I would have to do or didn't want.
Yeah.
I'd have to be a part of. Maybe I think there's a lot of choosing.
Control of you. You know, like if you rage and give into it, then maybe its power will like control you back.
Or it's maybe like a conduit to like to control it better, possibly.
It's sort of been reflecting every time you've made like a decision that's based on like your rage or based on like that ends in death. Mm-hmm. It's like grown more, right? Yeah. It's like glowed brighter.
So. I think so. Well, I also think it was like crooked.
Its power comes from that.
In my head, it also gets like more crooked.
Oh, I like that.
Like, so if I was making good decisions, I would imagine it would be like straightening out, and then it gets more crooked when I make not bad decisions, but like more hell-based decisions.
Yes.
Yeah. I imagine it like, you know how like wood, like when a log in a fire has like burned and you can see the like texture of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's like glowing embers, but it's still like one log.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I imagine it. Or like there's like a gray, like smoking edge.
Interesting. Interesting food That's for good. Thought.
Food for thought.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Me neither.
I fly by the seat of my pants.
We got no clue.
I shouldn't have given him ideas. Jared asked that so that he'll be like, next session planned.
I am curious about the Briar Knight that is just like chilling.
Yeah, it wasn't going after you.
Maybe it's on orders to like,
maybe it's a
wait till 11. I don't know.
Or to like nab Margie. Like maybe it's like a different order now.
Yeah, or Cherry is.
Apple.
Sorry. Apple is. I think there's two options. Either it's working with Apple and like that was from the start of the mission. They've been working together and aiming for the same thing that has to do with taking Beans back and getting Margie whatever Apple needs to do, or it was on a separate mission, take Beans back and then Apple took control of it. That's and now instead of your dad controlling it, it has like a sort of alliance with Apple.
I think it's closer to the latter because she didn't know I was going to be there. Like she's pretty like shocked that I've come into this. Whereas like the Briar Knight, I think has been following us and like, pretty set.
But either way, I think if Apple is controlling it, then it'll follow maybe her plan of, if this is her plan, to wait till we're all in one place.
Which I don't want to happen. Seems like it might be a bit of a shit show in the best way possible.
Yeah.
We've got so many things happening all at the same time.
Yeah. All right, let's
breaking all these laws is making me nervous.
let's do it.
It won't catch up to us.
A+
might catch up to you.
My A plus is when the whole community came and helped put out the fire. It was so beautiful. I loved it. I love imagining all the different little families that live in a place like Kato. My flunk is I only have two spell slots and I used one of them to fairy fire the insane hands, which I think like won't really pay off at all. But like, I don't know, in that like it was like getting covered in that hands. It's like I panicked and wanted to like, I don't know, like Sawyer panicked and wanted to do something. So that's what happened. Maybe it will pay off. I don't know.
Maybe we'll need advantage on all of them soon.
Yeah, because they've stormed the room.
Oh shit, but won't they have advantage against them too?
Yes. Oh, so I think that using a spell slot to do that was crazy. But you it was only also have an two? Interesting choice. So
For Bard.
For Bard, I have two. I have one level of Bard. I have two spell slots.
Okay.
So, but I've got the long rest potion, so.
So you could get them back.
I could get them back.
When you need them.
So you could get one spell slot back.
Anyway, yeah. And I'm also, I think, the only healer, unless Rija has something, which is
We have healing potions, stressful. Too.
Oh, yeah. We have heal. Oh, thank goodness. Anyway, yeah. Those are mine. Mm-hmm.
My A-plus is standing up to Apple. I didn't quite know if I would or not until in the moment, but I feel like it's the right decision, even though I don't know anything about Margie. It's like, I think if maybe Apple had stepped up and like helped in the last episode or like has shown any sort of camaraderie, even if it was like tense, maybe it would have changed. But the fact that she's kind of been like, fuck you. I'm like, well, fuck you back. Like, I'm not going to give you what you want. Like, I think you're on the wrong side.
Yeah. And if you're so powerful, just fucking do it yourself.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's like, yeah, that's what I've been thinking this whole time. It's like, why the fuck did she need you? I mean, she didn't know you were going to be there. So she would.
It's I think it's more of just like a, almost like like a power, or like a dominance thing of like, you can do it for me. And it's like, no, fuck off. Go do your own things and I'll fight you and make it harder. For you. My flunk is that Jared told me to think about and prepare something and then it never happened this episode, though. Now I just have to keep sitting on it. He told me last night, he was like, what would you want? Think about this. And then
that's my bad.
I didn't get it.
My A plus is the way you described Beans with his lantern and how he was like bright.
Oh,
and then the like magical darkness of like where Apple and the Briar Knight were standing. That was a very nice like cinematic picture. So I really, that was one that stuck out to me. My other A plus is just like all the different cool like encounters. Like they were all very different. The diversity of encounters in this. Because usually we're just like, it's like one encounter and it's like really long. So it was cool to have like, we were like jumping from thing to thing and we're learning how to do new things. So that was really fun. Flunk my animal handling. And taking like feats during level up and not like increasing my 7 wisdom.
Hey, it's really coming back to haunt you.
Yeah, it is. So next time we level up, I will just go ahead and do some ability scores. Yeah.
My other A plus is mentioning Spirit Sign of the Cimarron and then playing a song from it.
Oh, that was so good. That was awesome.
Yep.
That got me so hyped.
That was fun.
And then playing For Whom the Bell Tolls during when you said that the bell started tolling.
Yeah. I was so scared.
That was so good.
Anytime that song plays, I'm like,
if you're a DM or a GM, you also gotta be a DJ.
Yeah.
Yes.
You really gotta DJ the table. That makes it so much more fun.
Also, this like chapter is what, like, I don't know, this like arc, I guess, has like totally reminded me of Blue Eye Samurai.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode was no exception.
Yeah, like going through like the levels.
Yeah.
Like of like,
and like, I'm imagining like the house being on fire.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah,
and going through like the maze. Yeah, I guess the Pegasus stuff not as much.
I'd say my A plus would be like how much fun we had with the Pegasus stuff. I think we had a blast with that, and also y'all's like assembly line for the water. So Lily, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Super fun.
I can coach people at sports and at saving lives.
Flunk would have to be, I guess, like pacing. Pacing was weird to me. It felt weird. And then not getting to Olivia's thing that I really wanted to get to. But we'll get to it.
You teased me.
I promise. We'll get to it. And I think you'll enjoy it.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see next episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry, we have to cut it short. We got to go.
We're out of here.
Yeah. So follow us on Patreon if you want to listen, if you can't get enough of us. We should probably have a couple things up
to yourself,
now.
Man, I wish this study break was longer. Subscribe to the Patreon. We talk for so long about so many things.
Yeah.
You'll
really
love it.
It's a really fun time.
And hey, sometimes you can see our face on there when we edit funny little videos of our Gavin with the gals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't miss it.
Remember our bizarro characters that we talked about?
Yeah.
In our end of year 2023 episode. Well, guess what? We played a whole session of them.
It's insane.
It was awesome.
And it was gas.
It was crazy.
I was like, why is this better than my normal character?
I planned maybe like a couple paragraphs because I was like, oh, we'll just do like a reskin basically of episode one. We got off the rails pretty quick. Pretty crazy pretty quick.
If you sign up for our junior Arcano Ball team tier? Junior Varsity Arcano Ball team tier.
Don't forget the varsity.
Yeah.
It's basically varsity.
Yeah, it's basically junior varsity. Version. If you sign up for that tier and above, you will get that in the month of March 2024. I don't know when you're listening to this.
I can guarantee you, it's worth it.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Do we have any other extra things?
Have these kisses.
See you.